Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you on Thursday morning, December 3rd, 2009. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. We have five open lines. Please use them. 646-652-4620. Send your email to us to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. That number again is 646-652-4620. Write it down. Jot it down and give us a call. Good morning, everyone. Oh, and one other thing, I'd like to encourage everyone to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton-Associates, Sutton-Associates.com. Just a little dash between those two words. In his bi-weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. So many things are happening, but I'm not going to rehash the week because you've probably heard it all 1,000 times. And one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to tune into this station and hear it all over again. I'll just tell you that I'm getting just sick and tired of the American mentality. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to become critical thinkers? When are we going to shed belief systems that are instilled in us when we are in elementary school? When are the teachers of America, going to wake up and realize that what they are teaching our students is comic book garbage history? When are they going to start waking up to say that they are now tools and puppets of the federal government? They are tools and puppets of the federal government. Every teacher is. And those that are not get fired. And what is the whole teaching community? Where is the educational system? Where is the educational board or whatever they are, the union that they belong to? How come they're not protesting? If they're real Americans, they should be protesting. No one should be going to school saying, well, go to school when we can teach real American history and not this comic book garbage that's given to us. When are we going to stand up and do that? Well, there's our roots. From that, we get a public that is so ignorant and willing to believe so much garbage that they can no longer think. I read an interesting article about school system, and it says schools are prisons. Absolutely. Schools are prisons. The children are not only prisoners, but they're being indoctrinated garbage. And then they grow up to say, well, geez, I think the government's handling that. Well, I believe in the United States, and we've got through this before. We'll get through it again. What garbage. What absolute nonsense, empty-headed garbage. And it starts for our school system. And now, although I respect our teachers very much and the job that they have, I'm starting to get really annoyed. I'm losing my patience with them, too. I want to see our teachers on the streets rioting. Protesting. I want to see them as dissidents. Say, this is what America is truly about, students. I'm going to provide you with an excellent role model. I am going to be your role model. We are dissidents because we own ourselves, not the government. The government does not own us. We own ourselves. That's the foundations of our Constitution. But no,
We roll over and say, yes, Mr. Principal, I'll read this book to the kids, and I'll make sure they memorize, they take a test. And if they don't get a good mark, they're going to be left behind, and I'm going to warn them. Don't worry, I'll discipline them well. Keep them in prison! Every school should be shut down. Everyone! I got an interesting email here. It says, the world according to Americans. And I just love it. You know, the world according to New Yorkers is kind of funny. Have you ever seen that map? It is the most phenomenal map, and it's so true. You have New York. The United States is very narrow. I haven't seen it in years. I'll bet you can Google the world according to New Yorkers. And, like, Saigon is east of California. You know, the world is real small. New York is really big. The rest of the United States doesn't hardly exist. It really is. It's really interesting. But it's so true. I lived in New York. And when you live in New York, the world is New York. I lived in Manhattan and never went to Brooklyn. I mean, I could walk over the bridge. I really could walk over the bridge to Brooklyn. I went there twice in my life. It's amazing how small your world becomes geographically. And when I moved to Houston, I spoke to this guy. He says, yeah, I'm going to pick up my car. I said, that's the way, you know, I asked him where he bought his car. He said, Dallas. I said, Dallas? I mean, that was like going to Mongolia, you know? I said, what are you going to Dallas for? He said, oh, I got a better deal in Dallas. I said, that's Dallas. We're in Houston. My concept of space and time was totally out of kilter with everyone else in the state because I came from New York. Now, the way I thought, you know, if you lived in the northern part of Houston, you bought a car in the northern part of Houston. You didn't go to the southern part of Houston. Anyway, but here's this, the world according to Americans. It has America as the largest country in the world. Canada is much smaller. And up there it says, I can hardly read this. Oh, it says, we have it labeled as Canada is uninhabited. Alaska is pretty big, and it says more America. And on America, it says, America, number one. We're number one. And then Mexico is about proportionally the same as the United States, as it is in a regular, you know, map. But it says, a little smaller, actually. It says, they do our laundry. And then South America, coffee comes from here, I think. And then Antarctica, it just says cold. It's just beautiful. Europe, it says pussies. And then the Middle East is evildoers. Bombs go here. And we have a little arrow that says bombs go there. So we have to bomb that place. And then China looks really small, actually. It says they make our stuff. And then Korea is more evildoers. Japan, TVs and cameras. It's just perfect. I got to hang that up. It's just absolutely perfect. But that's the mentality of the United States. And here's my problem. I am getting so incredibly, incredibly sick of people saying, we have to be, you know, Afghanistan. At least we got to give it a try because the Taliban. Da, da, da. And, you know, I like to ask these people, you know, these ignorant, non-thinking, brainless people, when you say the Taliban, who are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about those people with bombs, and they're going to kill everybody. They're going to come over here and fly planes in our buildings, and they're going to get hold of the nuclear bomb, and they're going to blow up the United States. And I go, but who are they? Who we say, tell them? I mean, in World War II, we say the Nazi army. The Nazi army has a brigade in Alsace-Lorraine. We knew what that was. There's no question. We knew what their uniforms looked like. We knew what kind of equipment they had. We knew everything. We didn't know if we were going to win that particular battle, but we knew. I mean, no, you couldn't help but recognize a Nazi soldier. You knew what they stood for. You knew where they were going. You knew where the battle lines were. They're like, I say, fine. I said, now, tell me. And I've done this a dozen times. Who the Taliban? Well, if you don't know, damn it, the people who bombed the World Trade Center, if you were, you know, you're a liberal. No, I'm just saying, who are they? just, please, just answer my question. We're fighting the Taliban. I have never seen them before. And people get upset. Now, the reason why people get upset is because they have no idea what they're talking about. Folks, my name is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call in number is 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. Listen, we don't stop for commercial breaks. There are no commercial breaks in this radio station because I fund the whole stupid thing. I don't want to be beholden to anyone. So please call in with your questions. Now, if you don't call in and you're listening to a rebroadcast, I would really sincerely appreciate some feedback. Send me some feedback to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I feed off my email. Emails have been relatively light recently. And I really feed off that. And if you can tell me what you're interested in, I'd be more than happy to have a program. I'll have you on the program. All right? We'll have some fun. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Please, stay tuned, but stay in touch. I would appreciate that. Now, back to our program. Now, here we are. So people get angry because they don't know. They don't know, and they're so damn lazy, they won't find out. Now, I had this conversation. I said this, I think, last week or the week before last. One guy said, well, we're out there, my son, I'm proud of my son. I said, you know, I don't know who the Taliban is. He said, I don't know those people. Even like, I thought I was an idiot. What do you mean you don't know who the Taliban is? You know, those are enemy. We're over there fighting the Taliban. I said, they have a country. Well, no, they're in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq. Oh, they're just people, yeah. I said, they have aircraft carriers. How many aircraft carriers have? They don't have any aircraft carriers. I said, oh, okay. Well, we got a whole bunch of them, you know. We got a bunch over there, too. I said, you know, what kind of Air Force do they have? They have mostly bombers, fighters, you know. What kind? Are they jets from China, Russia, what? No, they have no Air Force. They have no airplanes. No Air Force. No Navy. It's kind of a funny armed forces, you know. Anyway, do they have a Navy? Do they have ships or anything? No, they don't have a Navy. They don't have ships. They don't ever go in the water. And I said, oh, that's good. And then the guy gets mad. I did this once. I said, well, what about the ground troops? I mean, what kind of tanks are they? Like Abrams tanks like we have? They have those Russian tanks or... You know, what do they have? What kind of tanks do they use? What kind of artillery do they have? They don't have any artillery. They use rockets, you know, grenades. What do they use? No, damn it, they don't have that stuff. Well, you break it down. These are just people. Folks, these are just people. We're going to wind up spending $3 trillion over there just fighting some people. These people have nothing against us. I've got to qualify this because I'm afraid of getting a bomb in my mailbox. But if we took the U.S. troops out of the equation, I'm going to say that now. Let me say it again. We're taking the U.S. troops out of the equation. And we just looked at it from a third party. We didn't know the Taliban from the occupying army from a hole in the wall. We just looked at it. And we just looked at it objectively. There would be very, very few Americans who would say, I'm rooting for the occupying army. They'd say, oh, I'm for the Taliban. They remind me of our soldiers in 1776 liberating their country. I mean, that's what we do. But yet, we want to kill them. But taking our soldiers, again, taking our soldiers out of the equation, we would be rooting for the Taliban. We have Taliban buttons all over the place. We support the Taliban. We'd be sending them donations. We had extra gun at home. We'd probably mail it to them. But we don't think. Yeah, let me put it this way. I got to put it this way. We go. Just think. How did these people, living in the most remote part of the world, we're talking remote, probably second only to Antarctica. I mean, we are talking the back hills of Afghanistan. I mean, they're remote. There is nothing. These people don't even have shoes. They're winning the war. Amazing. But think about this for a second. These people in the back hills all the way, I mean, there's nothing, there's no roads, there's no airports, there's no convenience stores, there's no shopping, there's no cars, nothing, nothing, folks. I mean, it's worse than our Appalachia. Now, how do they get to hate us? They wake up one morning and go, you know, those Americans have too much. I hate them. Hey, Bob, give me a bomb. I'm going to put it on me. I'm going to go over there and bomb them. Think, how did they get to do that? No one wants to talk about that. Not even these talk show hosts, like jerks like Savage on radio. And you know what? And even a guy that I semi-like, you know, is Glenn Beck. Some of the stuff he says is right. But when he talks about this war, he talks about immigration, he's a nutcake. Another one. Makes no sense. So here we are. How did they get to hate us? When you ask the simple, I like simple questions. You know, my son has a band. They're always struggling to become famous, a professional musician. And I said, Paul, let me ask you a very simple question. Very simple. Would you rather have be signed by a major label and sell no CDs every month, or not be signed by a major label, have no contract at all, and sell 500 CDs a month? He says, I'd rather sell 500 CDs a month. What a silly question it is. I said, then how come you don't have a merchandising manager? Couldn't answer the question. Very simple question. It was such a simple question, he got mad. They didn't get mad. He's quiet for a long time. I don't know. I said, do you have a good merchandising manager? You sell 500 CDs. It's like any other business. But we don't think that way. So I'm saying, what if, let's put it this way. What if we took the people from Appalachia? I mean, the backwoods of Appalachia, where there's no roads, there's no electricity, there's nothing. How do you think they are going to coalesce in some sort of coalition type thing, group, to hate people in Afghanistan to a point where they start organizing to send representatives to Afghanistan to bomb that country? Does that sound stupid? Does that sound absolutely insane? Of course it is. Now, what if the Afghan army, if there is one, came over here and was combing the hills of Appalachia, trying to find out people that they didn't like? What would happen? They would get to know who. They don't even know Afghanistan is, where it is, what it is, but they learn. All of a sudden, they get schooled. They go, those are the people we're fighting. You know, we have to protect our children, our family, our way of life, etc. At all costs, even the cost of our lives, we have to stop them. And all of a sudden, you've got this Appalachian army formed. And now in Afghanistan, they're saying, the Appalachians are bad people. We're going out there and we're going to ferret them out. We're going to kill every bad one. Now, you see how stupid that sounds? You say, Joe, that's a stupid situation. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. Folks, my name is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. And please, if you're listening to a rebroadcast, I'd love to hear see your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you. So, what we don't do, just like this map of the world, that's totally skewed, showing that the United States is bigger than every other country. We take half the landmass of the entire world. We're number one. Everybody else is, you know, they do the laundry, they do electronics, they're nothing. Reminds me of some of my family members and how they treat me. You know, I'm nothing, I'm dirt, you know, I'm an old man, you know, just discard him. But it's the way we think. And that's the way we think. And so we say, well, I'm proud of my son going to Afghanistan. Why would you be proud of your son going to Afghanistan? My God, what's wrong with you? what I would like for people to write in and tell me specifically, not I just don't like them because I think they're bad people and they may bomb us, all that crap. That stupid American thinking crap. Tell me all the people, a list of people that you hate in Afghanistan, hate to such a point that you want to kill them. Send me an email. List the names. You can't do it. So we don't know who they are. We don't know their names. We don't know anything. But we know that the government says we got to kill them. Because they're responsible for, bloop, we don't even know. Well, they're sort of not responsible for 9/11, but, you know, they are the people who are religious fanatics who believe that the United States, oh my God, we concoct more crap. It's unbelievable. I told you this before. This guy, I'm speaking to this financial advisor at Fidelity. He sounded very professional. Didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Fidelity's a good company. This guy, I mean, a nice guy, but he didn't know what he was talking about. He said he was proud of his son going to to Iraq or Afghanistan. You know? What for? To fight to prevent the, recurrence of 9/11. I said, that's who they are. I didn't know that. He says, better we fight them there than they come over here. I mean, what the stupid, he repeated all the stupid little sound bites that we hear. So I started asking him questions. He couldn't answer any questions. He got mad. Not mad, he was frustrated. He had no idea what he was talking about. You know, folks, it's a shame. We don't hate anybody. We really don't. We may dislike some people. You know, even people in our family go, oh, I got to put up with them. I don't want to be. But the government creates situations. The government creates situations where people get frustrated. There's no way for people around the world to retaliate against the United States who does them harm. There's no way. We're too big. We're too powerful. Soon we're gonna cradle like the Roman Empire. We're gonna crumble like dust. But for now, we're powerful. Frustration builds up so much. They join organizations. Says, we're gonna get these bastards back. We're gonna fight these bastards. The only way we know how. And you know, you cannot fight guerrillas because you cannot identify them. You cannot identify them. They may be in the convenience store with you when you're buying your coffee in the morning. They don't have any uniforms. They may look like a regular Joe Blows. They may be the poorest people in the world. And yet, they have more firepower than all of the United States put together, including our nuclear arsenal. Just think about that. And you know, we've known that forever. Do you think for a minute that when I was young and there was the big, big bully on the block, I would go up to him and punch him in the nose? Of course not. He'd kill me, cripple me. You know? But there are ways you get back. And that's what made the bully kind of fearful, because he never knew when he was going to get it. But it wasn't going to be, face to face. We do things. We watch him. We go, hey, he goes over here. We're gonna booby trap that thing, you know. So all of a sudden, his life becomes fearful. He goes to the park. He looks around. He doesn't see anybody. You know, gets concerned. You know, wonder what's in store for him. And that's the way we are today. We're the bully on the block, you know. We're the strongest kid on the block. Everybody's against us. You know, folks, I really wish we would wake up to that. Because we can't win this. And even if we could win this, even if we could, that's not the point. Even if we could win this conflict or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what the hell to call it. We occupy another country and we have to win. What kind of thinking is that? This government is the big bully on the block. And it has an agenda. And that agenda is monetary. Just Follow the Money for Every War. This is what this program was entitled, Just Follow the Money. We're not there for ideological reasons, for democracy. We're there for the money. The United States is run by the international bankers. That's who has, that. Those are the people in office, the international bankers. The international bankers own us. How do I know? Look at the Federal Reserve. It is not U.S. It is owned by the international bankers, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, etc. We buy our currency from them. There is no money in peace. None. There is just no money. When we are at peace, the international bankers lose money. Now, how do they make money? They make money through war. So the international bankers, the elite, the top dogs, the kahunas of this world, of this earth, own us. And they keep us in check and control through our military. And you know how you know that? Look at so many of the cars on the road. Support your troops. I support our troops, all that stuff. In other words, those are things that, it's just like when we were in grammar school, we're taught this comic book history. Now we're still being fed comic book history. Comic book crap. Because we have lost our ability to think critically. Instead of saying support our troops, you say, what the hell is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, I want to see our troops die there? What do you mean? This abusive government sends the troops over there to die for the international bankers, and you want me to support the troops? I mean, how can you? I mean, it's like my wife comes up to me and says, do I look fat in this dress? You're dead. You can't answer that question. So the government sends our men and women overseas to die for the money elite. It has nothing to do with anything else. Forget about everything else. Does it have to do with oil? Of course, oil is money. Does it have to do with ideology? Absolutely not. Does it have to do with democracy? Absolutely not. Always, folks, always, always, always follow the money. You will get your answer every single time. And that's all I have to say about that. I'd love to hear your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. We are going to wind down this program right now. We appreciate your listenership. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. Government is like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.